time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week we visit with Dryland Cropping Systems Specialist Cody Creech, and we're going to be talking about the TAPS program this week, Cody, because you are now into your second year, or wheat is into its second year as far as the TAPS program is concerned. In 2019, I think, was fairly successful for you, so tell us more about, as you get into the 2020 year with TAPS and wheat. Tell us more about this program.
Yeah, so the TAPS program has had a lot of success the past few years. And given it's been more focused on corn and sorghum, we wanted to bring that to the growers in western Nebraska who use a lot of wheat in their systems. And so as we talked to growers out here, most growers were unfamiliar with the TAPS contest and what that was about. And so there's been some education on our side as far as what it is and kind of connecting the growers with what's been done in the past, because there is a lot of good information there about corn production and marketing that has been done the last few years with the TAPS contest. But really getting a new program started with wheat, where there's some new challenges and some things we got to overcome, but we're really excited about what the future holds for this coming year.
Obviously, the crop is already in the ground for this next year. What are some of the things that you are expecting or maybe looking forward to with this next year?
Yeah, so the way it works, there's a bunch of different teams. And so we have 15 teams from outside the university plus 5 university teams that are just kind of check teams. And these teams make all the growing decisions from planting population to variety and fertility, insurance, and how to market the grain. And all this goes into how we figure out the most profitable farm, the most efficient farm, and also the one that has the greatest yield. Now, those are the 3 awards that we do. One thing that's different from our contest compared to the corn and sorghum contest is that we don't have irrigation. This is dryland wheat. So we are we don't have that variable, but we do have some different things where we do have wheat protein. Protein is really important, so we're going to use protein as we figure not only the price that wheat is marketed for, but also the efficiency of those nitrogen applications. And so that's one thing that will be different. We will also do some fungicide applications as well, or at least make those available to growers. But really, at the end of the day, what we really hope to get out of this is just allow growers to try new things, experience new things where they might not necessarily want to do that on their whole farm. If they can do it in our contest and take the risk where there is no risk in our contest, they can do it. They can learn. If it works or not, great. But really, that whole idea of peer-to-peer learning where we can share ideas back and forth, you know, this team did this, did that work? No. And we can learn back and forth from each other and exchange ideas and information that way. That's the part that I'm most excited about.
And in visiting with others about the TAPS program, one thing that kind of caught my attention, or I think is kind of neat about it, they mentioned it is a competition, but it's a friendly competition.
Absolutely. Yes, we encourage competition. There are awards associated with each of the 3 awards we offer. There is money on the line. But like I said, really what we want to do is we want everybody to be able to improve, to be able to grow wheat more efficiently and more profitability. And so that's what we're all about. We just want people to be able to try new things and have an experience that hopefully they can take some things back to their own operations and just do better next year.
All right. Thanks so much. Cody Creech, Dryland Cropping Systems Specialist, is our guest this week for the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.